Hi, I'm Timothy Pike, founder of DreamPlayWrite at DreamPlayWrite.com, where you too can become a published author in 12 months or less. Self-publishing can be as easy or as complicated as you want it to be. Self-publishing can be as simple as making a PDF file available for download on your website, to making your print-on-demand book available on all the online retail outlets, as well as through back channels, where brick-and-mortar booksellers can find and purchase your book to make it available in stores. I'm going to explain how all this works today. The first option I mentioned, creating a PDF version of your book, is actually incredibly easy. Just type it up in Microsoft Word or OpenOffice and hit Save as PDF. You're done. You have an ebook and you've self-published. It costs you nothing. Great, you say. I'm off to the races. See you later. Well, hold on. Let me just lay out some of the other options, because there are some good ones. If you want to get a little more fancy than a PDF, consider selling your book on Amazon as a Kindle download. This requires a little more work, because formatting your Word document can be a little tricky. It has to be formatted exactly according to Amazon's guidelines, and if it's not, it probably won't be accepted because it wouldn't look right on the Kindle. But that being said, it's really not that hard, and once you get it formatted, it doesn't cost anything to put your book up for sale as a Kindle download, but Amazon does take a cut of the sale price. Now, the beauty of it is that you can charge whatever you want, so basically whatever you think people are willing to pay. And for each sale, you get either a 35% cut or a 70% cut, depending on how you set it up, the options you choose, and the price you're charging. But even if you're getting 35% from each sale, that's still a lot more than you would get if you were published through a traditional publisher, in which case you could expect 15% tops. And with Kindle, potential for sales are huge. With the explosion of e-readers and tablets and people downloading a lot more in general now, because when they order something, they want it instantly. Now, perhaps you want to actually have a physical, paperback version of your book. You can do that too. In this case, you might consider one of the print-on-demand companies, or POD. Print-on-demand is actually a pretty cool concept. Used to be you had to order a mountain of books in advance and keep them all in boxes in your basement until you could somehow hawk them all to your family and friends. Nowadays, your book exists in digital form until someone orders it. Then the POD company prints it up and ships it off to the customer. Pretty slick. You don't even have to lift a finger, except to collect your royalty. Now, this is what they call vanity press, which is kind of a loaded term with a negative connotation, but most people now refer to it as subsidy press, meaning that you, as the author, are subsidizing the cost of printing the book, a cost that would normally be assumed by a traditional publisher if they were publishing your book. The big three POD operators right now are Lulu, CreateSpace, and Lightning Source. As is to be expected, people have very strong opinions on which one of these to use, and even stronger opinions on which ones not to use. But when it all comes down to it, the choice is yours based on your needs, and everyone's needs are going to be different. So I'll talk briefly about each one and why it could be a good option for you. Lulu. I've heard a lot of good things about Lulu. An easy-to-use website, good customer service, quality finished product, reasonable prices. These all make it a very attractive option. But the royalties are generally lower than the other two POD companies. So if you're planning to print and sell just a few, or you know, you're publishing a book as a keepsake that only family and friends will be reading, Lulu does a good job, does it affordably, and could be your best bet. But if you're going to be doing some serious publishing and selling, it's probably best to go with CreateSpace or Lightning Source, because after a certain number of copies, maybe a few hundred, you'll definitely start coming out ahead with the other POD companies. If you sign on with Lightning Source, you're basically setting up your own publishing company. I'll talk more about this in a minute, but just know that there is a fairly complex registration process for Lightning Source. But once you're in, Lightning Source gets a slightly better rating for its quality, and does have a better system for back-channel sales to bookstores, which I'll also expand on soon. CreateSpace. CreateSpace is owned by Amazon, so if you want to sell your book on Amazon, CreateSpace makes it very easy. You can have it available as a paperback with print-on-demand, and you can also pay $79 and have it converted to Kindle format and be available for download there. I'd say the big advantage here is that CreateSpace makes it so easy to offer your book on Amazon. And really, when people go to buy books, most just go right to Amazon. Lightning Source and CreateSpace both offer expanded distribution, which makes your book available to bookstores, online retailers, and libraries and universities. With Lightning Source, you can set the wholesale price yourself, and also set your product as returnable if you want, which makes your book more attractive to booksellers because it's cheaper for them to buy it, and they can return unsold product if they need to. Many people have complained that with CreateSpace's expanded distribution, the wholesale price is higher and books are not returnable, thus making it less attractive for a bookseller to stock your book. But keep in mind that just because your book is offered through expanded distribution does not mean that it will automatically be sold in the bookstore. The bookseller would first have to be aware that your book exists, and there would also have to be some demand for it. But if you can get those two things to happen through various promotional techniques, your book will be available for them to buy. Lightning Source is going to take a slightly higher cut than CreateSpace, but you'd have a better chance of getting your book into stores with Lightning Source for the reasons I mentioned. So what some people do is set up an account at both CreateSpace and Lightning Source. And now real quick, I want to talk about ISBNs, because they figure prominently into the whole process of setting up your book at these POD companies. ISBN stands for International Standard Book Number, and it's just a number that uniquely identifies your book. With each of these POD services, you have the option of being assigned an ISBN. But here are a couple things to keep in mind about ISBNs. If you don't have an ISBN assigned to your book, which is your choice, then your sales can't be tracked. So even if you sold 10 gajillion copies of your book, you still would not show up on any of the bestseller lists. But on the flip side, if you're self-publishing now with the hope of being traditionally published later, do your research first when it comes to having your sales tracked. There are many out there who are in the know who caution that if you self-publish and your sales are abysmal, it could hurt your chances of being picked up by a traditional publisher later on. Just be aware of this and make sure you do your homework if you are in this situation. Now, if you have an ISBN issued for free through one of the POD services, that ISBN is tied to that service. For example, if CreateSpace says, get your own ISBN for free, then CreateSpace is going to be listed as the publisher of your book. That's why I would recommend buying your own ISBN. When you do that, you become your own small publishing house, and your publishing company, whatever you decide to call it, is now listed as the publisher. Pretty neat, huh? It's easy and not that expensive. You just go to myidentifiers.com, and you can get one ISBN for $125, or 10 ISBNs for about $300. So you get the numbers, keep them on hand, and whenever you publish a new book, you just assign it one of your unused numbers. And purchasing your own ISBN definitely has its advantages. For example, let's say you published a book with CreateSpace, and then for your next book, you decided to go with Lightning Source. Well, now you have two books listed with two different publishers. Having your own ISBN would solve this problem. Also, if your own publishing company is connected to the ISBN, it gives you a slight leg up and a little more credibility with reviewers and bookstores. This is where the stigma attached to self-publishing, which hardly even exists anymore, could end up mattering a little bit. I'm saying it just looks a little better when your own name is on there instead of just CreateSpace. And also, if anyone is interested in your book, especially an entity that might want to make a volume purchase, they would come to you as the listed publisher, not CreateSpace. You don't want to take a chance that their inquiries would get lost in the shuffle over at CreateSpace and never reach you. So those are the reasons I would suggest buying your own ISBN. In fact, the only drawback is the extra cost, but I think that's far outweighed by the advantages. That pretty much sums up the basic options for self-publishing. I'm so glad you're listening right now, and there's much more available at dreamplaywrite.com, including my daily podcast, which gives you great tips and daily action steps that make it easy to promote your book as you write it, so it will make you money from the day you publish it. Go to dreamplaywrite.com/challenge to find out more. Have a great day.